Section 31. Praised be thou, O my God. I beseech thee by them who have circled round the throne of thy will and soared in the atmosphere of thy good pleasure and turned with all their affections towards the horizon of thy revelation and the dayspring of thine inspiration and the dawning place of thy names. To aid thy servants to observe what thou hast commanded them in thy days. Commandments through which the sacredness of thy cause will be demonstrated unto thy servants, and the affairs of thy creatures and of thy realm will be set aright. I testify, O my God, that this is the day whereon thy testimony hath been fulfilled, and thy clear tokens have been manifested, and thine utterances have been revealed, and thy signs have been demonstrated, and the radiance of thy countenance hath been diffused, and thy proof hath been perfected, and thine ascendancy hath been established, and thy mercy hath overflowed, and the day star of thy grace hath shone forth with such brilliance that thou didst manifest him who is the revealer of thyself and the treasury of thy wisdom and the dawning place of thy majesty and power. Thou didst establish his covenant with every one who hath been created in the kingdoms of earth and heaven and in the realms of revelation and of creation. Thou didst raise him up to such heights that the wrongs inflicted by the oppressors have been powerless to deter him from revealing thy sovereignty, and the ascendancy of the wayward hath failed to prevent him from demonstrating thy power and from exalting thy cause. So highly didst thou exalt him that he openly delivered unto the kings thy messages and commandments, and hath never for one moment sought his own protection, but striven to protect thy servants from whatever might withhold them from approaching the kingdom of thy nearness, and from setting their faces towards the horizon of thy good pleasure. Thou seest, O my God, how, notwithstanding the swords that are drawn against him, he calleth the nations unto thee, and though himself a prisoner, summoneth them to turn in the direction of thy gifts and bounties. With every fresh tribulation he manifested a fuller measure of thy cause, and exalted more highly thy word. I testify that through him the pen of the Most High was set in motion, and with his remembrance the scriptures in the kingdom of names were embellished. Through him thy fragrances were wafted, and the sweet smell of thy raiment was shed abroad amongst all the dwellers of the earth and the inmates of heaven. Thou seest and knowest full well, O my God, how he hath been made to dwell within the most desolate of cities, so that he may build up the hearts of thy servants, and hath been willing to suffer the most grievous abasement, that thy creatures may be exalted. I pray thee, O thou who causest the dawn to appear, by thy name through which thou hast subjected the winds and sent down thy tablets, that thou wilt grant that we may draw near unto what thou didst destine for us by thy favour and bounty, and to be far removed from whatsoever may be repugnant unto thee. Give us then to drink from the hands of thy grace every day and every moment of our lives, of the waters that are life indeed, O thou who art the most merciful. Make us then to be of them who help thee when fallen into the hands of those thine enemies who are numbered with the rebellious among thy creatures and the wicked amidst thy people. Write down then for us the recompense ordained for him that hath attained thy presence and gazed on thy beauty, and supply us with every good thing ordained in thy book for such of thy creatures as enjoy near access to thee. Brighten our hearts, O my Lord, with the splendour of thy knowledge, and illumine our sight with the light of such eyes as are fixed upon the horizon of thy grace and the dayspring of thy glory. Preserve us then by thy most great name, which thou didst cause to overshadow such nations as lay claim to what thou hast forbidden in thy book. This verily is what thou didst announce unto us in thy scriptures and thy tablets. Cause us then to be so steadfast in our love towards thee, that we will turn to none except thee, and will be reckoned amongst them that are brought nigh to thee, and acknowledge thee as one who is exalted above every comparison, and is holy beyond all likeness, and will lift up our voices amongst thy servants, and cry aloud that he is the one God, the incomparable, the ever-abiding, the most powerful, the all-glorious, the all-wise. Strengthen thou, O my Lord, the hearts of them that love thee, that they may not be affrighted by the hosts of the infidels that are turned back from thee, but may follow thee in whatsoever hath been revealed by thee. Aid them, moreover, to remember and to praise thee, and to teach thy cause with eloquence and wisdom. Thou art he who hath called himself the most merciful. Ordain then, O my God, for me and for whosoever hath sought thee, what beseemeth the excellence of thy glory and the greatness of thy majesty. No God is there but thee, the ever-forgiving, the most compassionate.